Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
So who's more of a progressive, Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders? That's one of the topics these two leftist ideologues have been arguing about in New Hampshire, just days before the primary there. These two candidates proudly seek the honor of being called the most progressive. And on the surface, that may sound completely harmless and even desirable for those who don't understand the political implications of this title. Progressives are socialists. They absolutely are. They'll tell us they're not, or they'll try to convince us they are only democratic socialists, as though adding the word democratic changes anything. What's that really supposed to mean anyway? It's okay to confiscate property, wealth, and liberty so long as more than 50% of Americans think it's okay? Ours is a government built upon the rights of the individual, and progressivism is at war with the individual. Oh, they'll tell you they're for individual rights and the little guy, but this is always, always done at the expense of some other individual. This is why you hear things like fair share and obligation. No one has an obligation to provide for anyone else other than those they're directly responsible for, like children. Now, I can agree that the socialists in the Democratic Party are very similar to little children, but I'm not responsible for their existence, and neither are you. I'd like to see these unhappy, miserable socialists turn into productive free market capitalists, but that will never happen if they're looking outwardly for contentment and provision. God made us able to provide for ourselves and our family. And not only did He make us able to do this, He created in us a desire to do this. See, socialism robs people on both sides of the equation. It robs the producers by taking their property and their wealth, but it also robs the takers of their dignity and self-satisfaction that comes from making their own way. And it robs everyone of liberty. America is engaged in a war for its soul and its future. On one side are the political opportunists who promise free love and peace on earth. On the other side are the adults who understand liberty, responsibility, and the importance of taking control of your own life. This truth is easy to understand, but hard for some to accept. But for those of us that do accept it, the opportunity for a life of liberty and happiness is an open door before us.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear, or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.